Hello and welcome to The Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode number 19. In last week's episode, we talked about the disadvantages of mowing wet grass. In this week's episode, we want to talk about the advantages of mowing dry grass. Mowing dry grass offers several advantages compared to mowing wet grass. I have 10 benefits or advantages that I want to share with you. Number one, when you mow dry grass, it gives you a cleaner cut. An even cut. Wet grass tends to lay down, as we talked about last week. And then when it dries, it stands up, giving you an uneven cut. Dry grass is easier to cut clean compared to wet grass, because wet grass wants to clump and give you an appearance of an uneven cut. Number two, when you mow dry grass, it gives you an efficient operation of your equipment. It allows for a smoother operation of your lawnmower, whatever brand of mower you prefer. When you mow dry grass, it reduces the risk of clogs and mechanical issues. One day late last week, we had, I think, 1 or 2 days last week with no rain. And on one of those days, we had to mow, even though the grass was still a little wet. The ground was a little soft. We had to go a lot slower. We had to be more careful with our turns. You get it. Wet grass is difficult. But while we were mowing, I shut the PTO blades off. When I went to re-engage them, it broke a belt. Tall, wet grass is hard on your equipment. Number three, dry grass is less of a strain on your equipment. Dry grass is less likely to strain the engine or your blades compared to wet, heavy grass. Number four, when you mow dry grass, it's a quicker job. Dry grass generally takes less time because the mower can move through the grass more easily. Dry grass doesn't tend to clump up. It disperses out of the mower's chute. It gives a cleaner cut. You don't have to go as slow. You don't have to be as careful with your turns. Now me, I make a Y turn. And sometimes that can be a challenge. When the grass is wet. So dry grass gives you a quicker job. You can get more properties serviced when it's dry than you can when it is wet. Number five, when you mow dry grass, it leaves a neater appearance because the clippings disperse evenly out of your mower's chute, leaving a neater, more professional look on your property. I have seen people mowing when it is just absolutely pouring rain. They're leaving mud trails, ruts, getting stuck, clumps all over the property. To me, it looks worse when they're done than it did when they started, even though the grass was a little longer than what it needed to be. So do you want ruts, mud trails, clumps of grass everywhere? Or do you want to wait just a little while, let it dry up, and have an even cut? It's not as difficult on your properties. You can go quicker. It's a neater appearance, and it just looks more professional. Number six, when you mow dry grass, it's healthier for the grass. Because mowing dry grass prevents tearing and damaging the grass blade. You don't want to rip it. You want to cut it. That's why I've said before, anybody can mow grass, but not everybody knows how to cut grass. If you want your clients to have a healthy, professional-looking yard, it's just better to mow dry grass versus wet grass. When you mow dry grass, number seven, it reduces lawn damage. Wet grass can easily be pulled from the soil by the mower, damaging the lawn. Dry grass is less likely to be uprooted. And I know there's some that would disagree with me because they charge by so many cuts a year and they're under contract and they've got to get that many cuts in, whether it's 28 or 32. So, whether it's raining, pouring, the dry season, when the grass isn't growing, they're still out there mowing their properties, getting that number in. You have to be more professional than that. You might disagree with me, and that's fine. But I charge per cut, instead of 30 cuts a year, 32 cuts a year, 28 cuts a year, wherever you're at, whatever your number is. That way it frees me to wait a few days, or in the heat of summer, if the grass isn't growing, instead of mowing and burning the property up, I can skip a week because I'm not tied to a number. Because the last thing that we want to do is damage our client's property. And when you mow wet grass, you're more likely to damage property than you are when you mow dry grass. Number 8. When you mow dry grass, there's less mess. Let me say that again. When you mow dry grass, there's less mess. Dry grass clippings are lighter and easier to manage. You can control dry grass easier than you can wet grass. Minimizing the mess that we leave after we mow. You always want the property to look better when you are finished mowing. You want people to drive by and see the curb appeal, see them beautiful stripes, see that even cut, see that property without ruts, mud trails, clumps of grass. That's just unprofessional. Number 9, when you mow dry grass, it's a safer operation. Because it reduces the risk of slipping or losing control of the mower, which is a concern on wet surfaces. There's some mowers that if you start sliding, you can't stop it. And wherever it stops, that's where you stop, because you lose control. And you don't want to take the risk of losing control of a mower sliding down a hill, maybe sliding into a fence, tearing down a section of fence, or sliding through a flower bed, tearing up the landscape, or, God forbid, sliding down and flipping a mower into a pond or a swimming pool. It's been done. You always want to err on the side of caution. You always want to have the safest operation of your equipment, and the safest operation will give you a better cut, a more efficient cut, a more professional cut. Number 10, when you mow dry grass, it promotes better lawn health by maintaining an even height and preventing the spread of disease associated with damp, wet conditions. So last week we talked about the disadvantages of mowing wet grass. And today I've given you 10 advantages of mowing dry grass. Now, this spring in 2024 in East Central Indiana, we've had very few dry days. We have set all-time records for rainfall. For the last 3 or 4 weeks, it has rained 3 to 4 to 5 days every week. We have rain starting again on Tuesday, the 21st of May. And it's supposed to rain until next Tuesday. So we're getting a lot of rain. And I know there's times when you have to mow. So let me just caution you. Please be mindful of your client's property and mow when it is best for you to mow. The last thing I want you to do is to have an accident on a property, tear up your equipment or tear up your client's property, and have to spend money out of your pocket to maintain your equipment or to repair the damage on your client's property. Be safe. I hope you have a very prosperous season and a very successful season. Tune in next week to another episode of the Lawn Hustle.